what's unique about hydrogen? Well, first, it's the smallest molecule in the world. It doesn't have any carbon. So when you burn it or convert it electrochemically, you're not really generating emissions. If you started from a green hydrogen, for example, if you split water to generate hydrogen and oxygen, at the point of use, you don't have carbon footprint. It's a very elegant molecule with a very elegant solution that does not emit pollutants. And that could solve many, many of our problems if you think about how much carbon we produce in heavy industries. Combine that with how much carbon we emit in aviation, and combine that with how much carbon we emit to supply our energy demand for development and growth. If you combine all that, you see, like at the end, our problem is carbon, is the emissions that we are generating. And this has been associated so far with productivity and development. And hydrogen is offering a real alternative. It's an energy-dense solution that could supply demand in a very clean way.
Is hydrogen the future?
Hydrogen is the past, the present, and the future. It was there at the very beginning, and it's a very central player, and I bet it will be there in the future.
And I guess we see quite a lot of discussions about energy solutions like renewable energy, but we don't hear so much about hydrogen being used very soon. What's holding it back?
The prices of renewable energy have started to go down recently in a very compelling way, and that is a very, very good starting point. And the prices of hydrogen, at the moment, they are higher than alternatives. So we're not really doing the math right, thinking whether we should be using a greener alternative today because it will pay off tomorrow. We're just opting for the cheapest solution without thinking about the cost of carbon to our planet. And that what has prevented, I think, hydrogen so far from growing up to its real potential. Having said that, that is changing because hydrogen technologies are being scaled now to reach economy of scale, and they will reach competitive prices with alternatives like natural gas in the next 10 years or so.